Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Voice Rising. With me in studio today is the internationally renowned composer, arranger, producer, sound healer, and peace activist, Fabrizio Pigliucci. Welcome, Fabrizio.
Hello, Kara. Hello from Italy to all the listeners. Thank you for inviting me today. Excuse me for my English.
Your English is fine. Fabrizio. We are here today to celebrate your newest album, Tales of Clay, an homage to our earth and all the stories she holds. We, along with the other animals, the stones, the rivers, the trees, clouds, and all our winged friends, are mere characters within a huge story that is visibly unfolding around us. We are participants within the vast imagination that is dreaming our world into creation. Tales of Clay, your new album, is a collection of tales and music, stories that pay tribute to this grand mystery and epic artwork called life that we are a part of. It speaks to the beauties of the land. It invites us to remember the bigger picture. Talk to us about your personal connection with our earth, her stories, and your vision behind this new album, Tales of Clay.
With the years, I'm undressing myself from wrong habits, too many things to do, rushing here and there. And I decided to choose on what projects to work on as a music professional, searching ethics, respect, and good energy. This gives me the privilege to free me and to have time to open my eyes and heart and to enjoy all the beauties out there that usually we have no time to consider. My path is to clear myself from all the layers and layers of unuseful and heavy baggage we carry on, to go to the essence. So I wanted to realize this album as a collection of tales about what I think is the core of a simple, balanced life, the care for our children, all elderly, the pure friendship, the deep love that is in the eyes of lovers and needs no words, the connection with the rhythms of nature, with our mother earth and our spirit, seeds to grow that are just inside us.
Ah, beautiful seeds to grow. So before we continue, I want our listeners to get a taste of this new release. And let us begin where all things grow with the seed. I understand that your son, Andrea Pigliucci, wrote the composition that we will hear. Talk to us about the trust a seed must have to grow into new forms and what we can learn from seeds.
Yes, all is connected and all we are connected, as is demonstrated by the most recent researches in quantistic physics and beyond. Scientists are incredibly arrived to discover the same truth and vision taught by the Eastern mystics as Buddhists, Taoists, Zen from centuries, and this is fantastic. The next song tells about a seed. A seed needs the soil, water, the energy of sun, and now we know also that plants help other plants by roots connection, and they dance. In the same way, to grow harmonically, we need to own not only food, but comprehension, space, confidence, love, and so on. In this vision in which all is connected, we must consider us as a single cell of a complex body, where every cell is important for the overall well-being of the body. So the only way for us as humans is to collaborate, to work together for a common well-being and for a new radiant future. We have now in front of us this truth. This is the key and this is the challenge. Now our personal work is to understand and to apply this in our life. Thanks, Chiara, to choose this song. Andrea has a special talent and soul that will grow up for sure.
Yes, yes, he does. So let's listen. The Seed by Andrea Piliucci, arranged by Fabrizio Piliucci as part of Tales of Clay.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Seed off of the newest album by Fabrizio Piliucci, written by his son, Andrea Piliucci. And The Seed is a message of the album to search and return with consciousness to the center, to the land, planting new seeds of love. Fabrizio, clay. You have this word, clay. And clay is the most ancient healing remedy and hygienic substance used by humans and animals since the creation of life on Earth. In ancient texts and parchments, it is said that humans were made out of clay. And in science, they have shown that life started in a mixture of clay and water. These statements show how essential clay is for humans and all living beings on Earth. What drew you to choose the title Tales of Clay for this impressive work of music?
You talk very well about the meanings of clay, but I spent a lot of time to understand that clay was the right symbol for the album. The idea has arrived to me from a very sensitive artist that I have the privilege to know, Alessandra Bosco. She's an Italian researcher, ecologist, and artist, and so on. She sent me various pictures when I was searching an idea for the colors. One especially hit me. I didn't understand what it was, but I loved it instantly. It seemed to me a sort of seed in the soil. It was warm, mysterious, and magic. She told me that it was an handwork she made with clay time ago, and why she loves clay. Ah, clay! I realized suddenly that it was what I'm looking for. And then the album name and the cover was born, Tales of Clay. Alessandra probably is listening now from Sicily. Hello, thank you with us, Alessandra.
Hello, Alessandra. Thank you, thank you. So to lead into the next question, you have many beautiful tracks. We owe a wealth of gratitude to many great thinkers, artists, teachers that have gone before us, those that have thought independently, courageously, and dared to step outside the boundaries of conventional thought. You dedicated the next song, the album Di Ricordi, to a much-loved teacher of your children. Can you talk to us about the role education plays in co-creating a healthy world and shaping the young minds of our children? And why must good teachers be valued?
Yes, teachers are so important. We just talked about seeds. Teachers are, together with the family, the ones who water the seed to grow well, our children. We were lucky, but it's not always the same. I think that will be necessary to invest more to have better school system, capable to open more our children's mind and heart, teaching not only technical lessons, but also human values, heart, self-knowing, consciousness, know different cultures, and of course, to experiment materially the larger number of things possible, up to learn how to use the new technologies consciously.
Oh, beautiful. Fabrizio, let's listen to the song off of Tales of Clay, l'album dai ricordi, the album of memories. And after that, we will be going into a short break.
Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on OM Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of The Stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live, right here on OM Times Radio.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I'm Kara Johnstad, and this is Voice Rising, today with composer Fabrizio Piliucci. Fabrizio has dedicated his life to creating music that uplifts and heals humanity, and we are talking about his newest album release, Tales of Clay. Welcome back, Fabrizio.
Hello.
Fabrizio, sorry about that. Our life goes very fast, very, very fast. It seems like an eternity when we are young, and then it's so precious to be alive and contributing to our life. In these very complex times, you are clear that consciousness is the key to getting ourselves out of this dilemma. Talk to us about the current state of affairs and what you see as a possible path out of misery. And what role do the arts and creative consciousness play in the mending of our world?
Well, artists connect us with our heart, with our voice, and with others. It also gives culture a critical vision and opens our eyes. The more art we have, the more we are awakened to the immense beauty that is in the world and inside us. With this consciousness, one can't accept the world distraction for interest or stupidity, and one can't accept when human dignity is forgotten. In this particular moment, I see here enormous interest also in the pandemic story, so it's particularly important now to have consciousness as a light to see and evaluate with a better balance what is happening that is not so clear. As artist, I felt the importance to do now something in my little possibilities. And I felt that this was the moment to realize this album and to give it for free with hope to have someone out there.
Yes, it's a great gift. We will mention at the end of the show that Fabrizio is giving this album to us for free. Also, Fabrizio, language is important. Language is interwoven with cultures, perceptions, and ways of honoring the lands And losing language is a major setback for everyone. I believe in Italy alone, you have approximately 34 native living spoken languages and related dialects. Talk to us about the importance of language. Why not more people are talking about language extinction? And can you share a bit about your role as an artist and as a producer to save certain words and concepts from extinction?
Yes, one of the central values of life, I think, is memory. We are the result of what the previous generations built for us. Speaking of languages, every word of a language contains a story and a culture. So every word or language that we lose is an heritage of humanity that we throw away. For this, as a musician, I find especially important to continue to use traditional and ethnic instruments in my music, together with classic and modern, of course, not following the market and the trends. So in Tales of Clay, I use some instruments from India, Ireland, Mid-Eastern Europe, and ancient instruments, as the medieval hurdy-gurdy. I love to have a song in an old Neapolitan language, and loved the idea of the wonderful person and friend of mine, Ravi Madhumage, artist from Sri Lanka, that wrote a fairy tale about the rainbow called Indra Chapayak. In a disappearing world of his traditional language, he imagined a father telling to his little child an imaginary story about from where the wonderful colors of nature come from.
Beautiful. Indra Chapayak, the story about a rainbow. Let us listen to the Sri Lankan story about how the rainbow got its colors. Indra Chapayak, which is from Fabrizio Pigliucci's newest album, Tales of Clay. Fabrizio, you love simplicity and purity. And when you look into your mother's eyes, and all of us in our mother's eyes, you know what is the purest love you can find on this earth. And the eyes of animals and pets have the same trust, love, loyalty, and compassion. Can you share with us a very few words about the next song, Vi amerò per sempre, I will love you forever?
I wrote this song when a little dog arrived in our family. It was our first experience, and I was absolutely moved for its pure love, for the human light in its eyes. And now it was so fragile and trusted in us totally, with the promise to love us forever. On the album, I have the honor to have fantastic solo musicians of the Albanian violinist Elvin Dimitri, the Italian accordionist Massimiliano Lazzaretti, the flutist Raffaella Sciarra, Paolo Zampini from the Morricone Orchestra, and the famous Korean cellist Kyung Mi Lee from the Morricone Orchestra too. You can hear her playing on this song.
Very beautiful. Let's listen to Vi amerò per sempre, I will love you forever. I will love you forever, vi amerò per sempre, by Fabrizio Pigliucci, a beautiful track off of his latest album, Tales of Clay. Fabrizio, it's wonderful to hear all the songs. You dedicated the next serene, vibrant song, Nai. I hope I'm pronouncing my Italian is not very good. Nai tuoi occhi, right? Good?
Yeah.
Yeah, in your eyes to your beloved wife, Mari. And it celebrates the union of two souls. And many artists talk about needing much alone time to be able to hear the inner voice clearly. You have a beautiful, beautiful wife. What is your experience as an artist? Do you struggle with finding alone time to compose, to write, to think? Do you long for more time together with your friends and family? How do you do that?
Well, I think that consciousness is the key. Consciousness. Mm-hmm. I always felt that career was less important than family. So from years, I lived a film career and refused important offers that would take me too far from my loved ones and also from myself. So I decided to have time for music, time for my family and friends, and time for me. This was not easy to achieve. It was a long path, but I tried to take it easy, and I can say I'm happy with the result. I'm proud. Mm-hmm. I'm proud as a musician and as a father, and of course I have a lot of good friends. I think it's the only way to have an harmonic life and to plant a seed of love.
Beautiful. Let's listen to the song dedicated to Mari, but to all partners and lovers. Nai tuoi occhi, in your eyes. Listening to it now. Beautiful. You're listening to Nai Tuoi Occhi, in your eyes, by Fabrizio Pigliucci. This is from his newest album, Tales of Clay. And Tales of Clay is being offered by Fabrizio Pigliucci. If you go to his homepage, you will go to Fabrizio, which is pretty easy to spell, and then PIGLIUCCI.com to the store, and you can receive this new album. And we're going to be back after a short break with Fabrizio, and you can always listen to this show again at ohmtimes.com /IOM/shows and another /voice-rising. How's that?
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
I am Cara Johnstadt, and this is Voice Rising today with Fabrizio Piliucci, composer, sound healer, producer, and as he would like to say, dream catcher here in the studio. Fabrizio has dedicated his life to creating music that uplifts and heals humanity. Fabrizio, welcome back. Folklore has often preached clay as a medicinal cure-all, and whether the clay is from the depths of a bubbling hot spring or the banks of a winding river, people have used clay for centuries to heal. And the next song that we're going to play was built on a song that is sung by the old farmers of the area around Vesuvius, Naples. It is from an era where singing and playing was a way to tell stories, to share the traditional culture. Talk to us about the importance of ritual and community.
We are living in a world that is more and more virtually connected online, but always less connected in real life. The song La Speranza is the perfect example of the opposite. The voice you will listen is from an 80-year-old farm woman. I had the recording from Salvatore Raiola, which I thank deeply, a director of a beautiful documentary about the old farmer tradition of the Vesuvius area in Naples, that they used to share singing and playing drums. In the documentary, there are elderly of 80, 90 years old, still smiling at each other, dancing and singing, passion and joy. I was so moved to see this odd but simple and joyful life. And I understood that probably the meaning of life is there, and we are losing it. So I written this emotional orchestration on top of the voice of Anna Rosanova, that was considered one of the most important person in sharing the farmer's culture and tradition there. An honor for me.
Beautiful. Let's listen to the voice of Anna Rosanova and the track La Speranza, which means the hope, tales from the earth. You've been listening to La Speranza, Hope by Fabrizio Piliucci, and that was the voice of Anna Rosa Noffa. And Fabrizio is such a gift. This entire album, you have decided to release and share Tales of Clay as a free download on your homepage, FabrizioPiliucci.com. People can see the address in wherever the show is played. Your hope is that can help heal people and bring beauty and peace to their lives. Yes. Folklore preaches this healing quality of clay. Can music also help us to heal and mend?
Yes, of course. No doubt on it. Music heals. Maybe music, singing, for example, in a choir, or playing instruments can heal. It's not only relax, but music establishes a connection with ourselves, with our interiority, our inner voice, our emotionality, our body, and with the others with which we play together or who listen to us. Also, to rap music is a form of meditation, a state of deep concentration, a flow of energy, a sort of therapy. And of course, listening to music can heal. Music is a mystery, has no place, no age, no time. It enters directly into our heart and touch our soul because it bypasses the thinking mind. For this, it can awaken us for a more healthy life. Music therapy is a well-known reality for years, and science is also studying how some pure sounds can be used as therapy, as in the binaural beat technique. Music surely healed me every day and showed me the path in my life, and I'm happy to share it for free.
Very, very beautiful. We are grateful for this path that you have taken and for the gift you have given us. The next song is special. It is about us looking at the earth from above, from outer space. You see a blue ball spinning in space. Shall we simply play the next song for everybody as they hold the image of the earth in their heart and we listen to Fabrizio's Terra Nova, a lullaby for Mother Earth off of the new album?
Thank you.
Terra Nova, Lullaby from Mother Earth by Fabrizio Piliucci, holding the earth in our prayers. Fabrizio, there is a well-known, well, actually, it's not well-known. It's a very big secret. Many listeners do not know it. The theme song for this show, Voice Rising, is a song that you composed and I sang and wrote the lyrics. It is a collaboration we created together, and we can also find it now on the new album, Tales of Clay. And this is a question I wanted to ask you. What is your message of hope for our world?
Yes, this is a great song, and I'm hymn for life. I'm so proud of it. Thank you to use it for such a long time. An honor for me. Thank you. I can't forget the sad moment we are living in the world now. So I want to send my very best wishes to all that we can exit from this difficult time, difficult moment, as soon as possible, trying to stay healthy and centered, to not live outside to fears and stress, remembering also how it's important to be aware of who we are and our dignity always, our divisions inside and outside us, and having care that the sick are actually not only people, it's our Mother Earth too, and this is our fault. So my hope is that a day we can really plant a grow and beautiful seed for a new world in prosperity.
Beautiful, Fabrizio, to remember our dignity and also to remember our connection to the Mother Earth.
Yeah.
I have one last, very, very last question for you. I love poetry, and Tagore said, it is very simple to be happy and is very difficult to be simple. I know you like to live simply, and yet your music is rich with layers. It's vibrant with the diversity of many cultures, languages, musical instruments, music styles. Share with us the role that simplicity plays in your life, and does this simplicity give you the ability to create and compose in a very rich way, so that you can then distill it down to its pure essence?
You told it perfectly. I love to play and experiment with sounds. The music is rich, but is essential. Some songs are only two sounds, voice and strings, or piano and cello, and so on. But some others are more instruments and more complex. But all these elements are very strong and distinctive. I used to cut away what is not necessary when arranging. So what remains is essential, strong, and can be cut and more. Voices have more space, and also a space remains for the listener that is important for me. This age of the most wider selection of different instruments, from ancient to the most modern, is a way to embrace all world, to a universal language, to say one more time that all we are one, all is one, all is connected, and all us can live well together.
All is connected and all of us can live well together. Fabrizio, I'm wishing you much success for Tales of Clay. And once again, to our listening audience, if you'd like to receive Fabrizio's newest album, you go to www and then Fabrizio Piliucci, Fabrizio Piliucci.com, and there you will receive this free gift. And if you are able to make a generous donation, all the donations help Fabrizio to produce more music for independent documentaries and support young artists and music education dedicated to raising the consciousness of this planet. So thank you, Fabrizio, so much once again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Grazie mille. And someday I will learn Italian, okay?
Yes, I hope. For me, we'll be more people.
Ciao, bye. Ciao, bello.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.